Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Monday morning. 67 degrees. A large power outage affected parts of Wichita to the west of the downtown area Sunday morning. Evergy says just over 2,000 customers were affected. We were told the cause was a blown transformer. The outage knocked out traffic lights at Central and Meridian, 2nd and Meridian, and Central and McLean. The outage started around 9 o'clock in the morning, power restored around 10:30 a.m. Most Wyandotte County residents will be required to wear masks in indoor public spaces into mid-November.
The mask requirement applies in Kansas City, Kansas, and to residents aged 5 and older in businesses and houses of worship. Wyandotte County imposed the mandate in August, and it is now set to remain in place through November 18th. The county commission voted this past week to extend the mandate by 2 months. In related news, Kansas aviation companies are set to receive nearly $104 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds. 31 companies will receive the funds to keep a total of nearly 4,300 jobs. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
British intelligence warns of dangers ahead following the Western withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The head of Britain's domestic spy agency, MI5, says the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan will boost the morale of extremists plotting attacks elsewhere. In a rare interview, Ken McCallum told the BBC it's unlikely the collapse of Afghanistan's government will lead to any rapid rebuilding by groups like Al-Qaeda. But he said extremists had been heartened and emboldened. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Remains of a U.S. Army soldier killed during World War II have been identified, and he will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
The U.S. Army says Sergeant John V. Phillips of Cassville, Missouri, will be buried at Arlington today. He was among thousands of U.S. service members and Filipinos captured in 1942 after Japanese forces invaded the Philippines months earlier. Historical records indicate that Phillips died that summer and was buried in a grave with other prisoners of war. After the war, the American Graves Registration Service moved many of the remains to a U.S.-run facility near Manila. But in 2018, remains were sent to a U.S. lab at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. They used dental, anthropological, and mitochondrial DNA analysis to identify Sergeant Phillips 80 years later. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm start to our day, we can expect to be sunny and hot again later this afternoon. Gusty south winds at times with a high 94. Clear overnight, our low in the upper 60s. Then scattered thunderstorms develop along and near a frontal boundary on Tuesday with a high near 90. Storms continue into Tuesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now we've got the clear sky, 67 degrees, a south wind at 15 miles per hour. Now let's take a look at, entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward here on this Monday morning at 8:35 with Steve and Ted.
Yeah, a late-night talk show host gets a restraining order against a woman who apparently wants to marry him.
James Corden was granted a temporary restraining order against a woman who he alleges wants to marry him and keeps showing up on his doorstep. The restraining order, according to TMZ, was granted against a 30-year-old woman who's also been harassing him for months at his home along with his wife. The late show host claims that the woman had been casing his Los Angeles home on numerous occasions, including a stretch of 6 days in the summer. He also claims that the woman relayed to police that she and Corden had plans to head to Las Vegas in order to get married, and that Corden's wife allegedly stole him from her and should be out of the picture. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on in the world of gaming.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. Apple may have won the case brought against them by Epic Games, but they were hit pretty hard by the decision as well. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers issuing a permanent injunction against Apple that will allow apps to steer users to other ways of payment. The very thing that started this court battle when Epic implemented a workaround outside of Apple's payment system for their game, Fortnite. Apple celebrating the decision despite the one loss. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney saying in a tweet, quote, "We will fight on." And the PlayStation Showcase announced a slew of new games. Some of the highlights include a sequel to both Marvel Spider-Man and Spider-Man Miles Morales. The new game by Insomniac will cast them together against the symbiote Venom. Yes. The Sony-owned company will also release a Wolverine game, as well as a remake to fan-favorite Star Wars game 2003's Knights of the Old Republic, among others. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Some changes going on at Wheel of Fortune.
A week after Wheel of Fortune's executive producer Mike Richards exited the show, a new deal was announced, keeping hosts Pat Sajak and Vanna White entrenched in the long-running game show while adding some new additions. Sajak will continue on with a consulting producer title as well, with his daughter Maggie Sajak coming on board as social correspondent to highlight the show's digital presence and share videos and behind-the-scenes footage. Also, Fortune's announcer Jim Thornton will now be seen more frequently. He'll be featured at a new podium on stage as he introduces Sajak and White. Wheel returns for its 39th season, September 13th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on at the box office over the weekend.
A Marvel movie tops the weekend box office for the second straight week, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, with $35.8 million in ticket sales.
I thought I could change my name. Start a new life. But I could never escape his shadow.
Shang-Chi is the first Marvel movie to star an Asian superhero and is on track to become the top summer hit at the North American box office. A Disney flick also grabs the number two spot on the weekend charts.
Guy, there is no easy way to say this. This world, it's a video game. You're not real.
The action comedy Free Guy, bringing in $5.8 million during its fifth week in theaters. A disappointing opening for Warner Brothers Malignant, the horror movie earning just $5.6 million during its weekend debut. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Why the Last Man imagines a post-apocalyptic world full of women.
Why the Last Man, based on DC's Vertigo comics, premieres on FX on Hulu. The 10-episode series details an apocalyptic event that kills every living mammal with a Y chromosome. And now the world is suddenly, overnight, dominated by women, except for one man.
You're reproductively interesting.
Wow. Okay.
Yurik and his pet male monkey, Ampersand. But how did this global tragedy occur? And what does it take to keep the world together? And politics makes its way in with a liberal female senator now becoming president, played by Diane Lane, who was quickly challenged by the daughter of the former conservative president. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Steve McIntosh, a little bleary-eyed this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming because the MTV Video Music Awards were last night.
Lil Nas X took home Video of the Year for Montero, Call Me By Your Name. And Justin Bieber was named Artist of the Year.
We got a lot more in common than we don't. And I look around here and I see so many beautiful faces. You know, I really do believe the best is yet to come.
Sound courtesy of MTV. Olivia Rodrigo had a great night. She won Best New Artist and Song of the Year for Driver's License, as well as taking home the night's first award, Push Performance of the Year, presented to her on the red carpet. Best collaboration went to the night's host, Doja Cat, and SZA for their song, Kiss Me More. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
I don't know, Justin Bieber can always encourage me and lift me up with his rhetoric. It's,
yeah.
Inspires me.
Yeah. You know? Very uplifting.
Like the Beeb.
Uh-huh. Disney says the rest of its films this year will open in theaters only.
You might call it the Shang-Chi effect.
You got this.
That smashing box office turnout's prompting Disney to forego the dual pandemic release to theaters and streaming services. Instead, Disney's remaining 2021 films will open only in theaters. Among the films headed for the box office are the animated feature Encanto.
I am just as special as the rest of my family.
And the much-awaited Steven Spielberg remake of West Side Story. So get your tickets if you want to be the first to see the new Disney releases. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Of course, Steve McIntosh was also listening to the hip beats this weekend, the new music.
Ed Sheeran debuting his new song off his upcoming album Equals. This one's called Shivers and is sure to deliver on the dance floor.
Ooh, I love it when you do it like that and bend your clothes up.
While country superstar Kacey Musgraves looks to follow up her last album Golden Hour, which won a Grammy for Album of the Year, Starcross will bring all the feelings as felt in the first single called Justified.
If I cry just a little.
Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
A few birthdays today. Well, let's see. How about actress Jacqueline Bisset? 77 today.
Oh, whoa.
Anything Bullet. For me, Steve?
Bullet.
Yeah, Bullet.
I got to say.
Many Golden Globe winner, many Golden Globe nominations. Jacqueline Bisset. Jackie Bisset, 77 today. As is singer Peter Cetera from Chicago.
I like him.
Unmistakable voice of Peter Cetera, who is one of the co-founders of that group, was with them for many years. So Peter Cetera and Jackie Bisset were born on the same day.
Wow.
They're both 77 today.
How about that?
How about actress Barbara Bain? She was on Mission Impossible, on the TV show.
Right.
She won 3 Emmys for that show, which I did not realize.
How about that?
Barbara Bain is 90 today. Happy birthday to Barbara Bain from Mission Impossible. And 25 years ago on this day, we had a TV coming and going. Going out was the Phil Donahue Show, which had been on the air for 29 years. And we kind of tend to forget, I think, that Phil was the king of the mountain for
a
while.
He was a pioneer.
He was a forerunner, yep.
Yeah.
Phil Donahue Show, there really wasn't kind of a talk show format like he was doing it back then. He was kind of the first one that kind of invented it. He would, you know, have an audience, and he would kind of roam around with a wireless mic and
let them ask
questions and have big-time guests and topics on. And Phil's kind of the one that kind of started all that. It really took off. That show became massive later on in the 1970s and throughout the 1980s. Phil was kind of the king of that. Then in the 90s, Oprah started her show, and that kind of took a chunk out of Phil, and Sally Jesse Raphael became massive, and that took another chunk out of Phil, and then a lot of talk shows kind of started copying that, and they all kind of started going in a tabloid direction.
Yes, it is.
And Phil wanted to keep his show pretty highbrow, and that cost him, because his ratings just started going down the tubes, and he finally had to call it quits. But he was on the air with that show for 29 years, nearly 7,000 shows.
Wow.
Phil Donahue. In 2002, the TV show was ranked 29th on TV Guide's magazine list of the 50 greatest television shows of all time. The Phil Donahue Show, its last ever episode was 25 years ago today. And on that very same day... a little show aired on CBS. It was the pilot episode of something called Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Which is a show about a guy that lives with his family and his parents live across the street. And you watch that pilot episode, and it's not very funny. As sitcoms go, you know, they don't really have things figured out when they start. Eventually, they figure out the characters, what's funny and what's not. And by year six, there were 20 million people watching that thing every time it was on.
Yeah.
It became a massive show. First ever episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. It was also 25 years ago on this night. Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do repair and service appliances. It's pretty easy to figure that out. Hey, if your appliance is in trouble, you need to call Terry and get in for an appointment. Have this phone number, 409-1525. Good folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Coming up, local business news, the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.